Listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3.
Is it true?
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church. Along with my associate, Pastor Darren Solano, we greet you here today on this Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Thank God we've reached another day, or have gotten maybe through another day. Maybe you've had a stressful day here today. No matter what kind of day you've had, it's going to get better now as we let the Word of God minister to us. And that word is going to come from my associate pastor, Darren Solana, here today. He just preached on Sunday. You heard part one yesterday. If you were able to tune in, it's called Watch and Pray. The video of the sermon is uploaded on the Island Community Church YouTube page. It's available on demand here at the radio station by going to WMIEFM.com or download the app for WMIE or WWBC, and you'll find this WGOD available on demand. I encourage you to hear the first part of this message here, Watch and Pray. I can't think of any more important message than that. Watch and pray. As he was preaching, the Lord put it on my heart, the Lord Jesus' warnings about as it was in the days of Noah. And then he says, and then two will be in the field. One will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be over here grinding at the mill. That is today's lingo, making dinner. One will be taken, one will be left. Then he says, watch therefore. Catch the urgency from the Son of God not to miss this. Here's part two of this message. We'll be back again with the book of Revelation. We'll be looking at the lukewarm church of Laodicea starting tomorrow, Wednesday's broadcast. Here we go with part two of this sermon, Watch and Pray.
Verses 1 through 13. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish one said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Verse 13, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Now you might say, Pastor, you're scaring me. I hope so. You should be afraid of this. You should be afraid of missing this. Watch and pray. Let's back up to Matthew chapter 24. Let's back up to verse 15. heading in the New King James, the Great Tribulation. Matthew 24, verse 15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Verse 16. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation such has not been since the beginning of the world until this time. No, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, the days will be shortened. Then, if anyone says to you, look, here is Christ, or there, don't believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, don't go out. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, the eagles will be gathered. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the heavens, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When the branches has already become tender and put forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. Okay, stay with me. I took us there because most of us would use that as a checklist, right? Because he says, when you see these things, know I'm at the door. So you can look at that as a checklist, right? The sun will be darkened, the moon won't give its light, all of these things happening. Checklist, checklist. 24:43 says, so you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. Luke 21:28 says this, now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your eyes because your redemption draws near. Luke 21:34, the heading in the New King James reads, the importance of watching. Luke 21:34. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life. And that day come on you unexpectedly, for it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Verse 36, Luke 21:36. Watch therefore and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Don't wait till then to watch and pray. We need to make watching and praying what we're about right now. What's another? Basically, put on the old spiritual coffee pot. Does that make any sense? If we're watching and praying, we will know what times we are living in. These things happen suddenly, and they happen unexpectedly. And things can go south quickly. Not to make light of it, but maybe to make easier sense of it. I had this guy years ago that I used to work with. And I remember one day in particular, man, it was a Friday. He came in that morning excited about what was going to happen that night. He talked about it all day long. You know, he's like, man, I can't wait. I can't wait till 5 o'clock. All my buddies are coming over. We've got a keg. And we're just, man, we're going to have ourselves. We are going to get tore up. I'm sitting there listening to him all day long. You know, because hurry up, get this done. Man, my buddies are coming over tonight. We're going to have a good time. A good time. Everything, we finally get everything done. I'm pulling in his driveway to drop him off, you know, and he's, whoo, my buddies are there already, you know, and he's getting all excited. He gets ready to open the door. I said, hey, I sure hope Jesus don't come back tonight. I mean, he was like fixing to walk away. He said, man, why did you gotta go and do that? I said, I'm just saying. I hope he don't come back tonight and find you that way. Have a good time, brother. Have a good time. Oh, man. That might have been a terrible thing to do. I don't know. With that being said, you might be saying to yourself, I don't see these things happening. These things that Jesus is warning us about that's going to happen. And when we should start looking up because the redemption is near. Remember, this happens suddenly and unexpectedly. And I'll wait till then. It's not the attitude to have. I'll wait till, you know, when I see those things, then I'll start watching and praying. Not likely that you will. Start now. Make it a habit. Make this what we're about. Watching and praying. Be alert. Be ready. Be in prayer about being alert. And being ready. Be in prayer about connecting with God and having God exercise your spiritual senses on things that you need to be looking for. Discernment. Endurance. And that you wouldn't be tempted. That you wouldn't be falling into temptation to go ahead and put something in your forehead or your hand so you can go to the grocery store and get your food. But I was hungry. Turn with me to Romans, Book of Romans, chapter 1. Book of Romans, chapter 1. Because I want you to see these times that we're living in from a different angle. And you say, wow, you go to the book of Romans to do that? Yes, I do. I go to the book of Romans to do that. I'm going to start at Romans, chapter 1, verse 18. Now, most people do not look at the book of Romans in terms of eschatology, which is the study of end times. I do. And let me tell you why. there's two verses mainly. Verse 18 and verse 25. I'll try to make sense of it as we go along. Verse 18 speaks of the wrath of God being revealed. Verse 25 speaks of the lie. Not a lie or some lie, but the lie. The lie of all lies. And in my opinion, and it's just my opinion, the lie of all lies is that the Antichrist is God. Now let's read the text. I'll start at chapter 1, verse 18. It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creepy things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever and ever." Amen. Verse 26, "For this reason God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them." Do you see any of that happening? Quiet church today. 1 Peter 4:18 says that, "And if the righteous are scarcely saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?" Let me ask you, to those that are in the room, to those that are on the thing, are you saved? Do you feel the Holy Spirit pulling you to Jesus? Hebrews 3:15 says, "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion." Are you unsure if heaven is your destination? Do you want to be saved? I'm going to run you down the Romans road. The Bible says we're all sinners by nature and by choice. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We received eternal life as a free gift. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God demonstrated his love for us, his enemies. Romans 5:8. But God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We must trust and surrender to Jesus as Lord. Romans 10:9-10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do you want to be saved? And if you do, pray with me. Saints, pray with me too. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I know my sin deserves to be punished. I believe Christ is the Son of God who died for me and rose from the grave. I want to turn from my sin and trust Jesus Christ alone as my Savior. Thank you for the forgiveness and everlasting life I can now have through faith in Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And if you've prayed that prayer, welcome to the family. Our assurance of salvation is through Jesus. Let me close with this. It's the words of our Lord, Mark, chapter 13, 32. Guys, we can recognize the sign and the times. The hour and the day, we don't know. But you can recognize the time and the seasons. I can't tell you if he's coming on Tuesday or Wednesday or Friday or Saturday. And I could tell you that if I knew that he was coming Wednesday at 10, I'd be on my heels sleeping till Tuesday night. Verse 32, but of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Verse 33, take heed, watch, and pray, for you do not know when the time is. It is like a man going to a far country who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to each his work and commanded the doorkeepers to watch. Watch therefore. For you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. Verse 37, and what I say to you, I say to all, watch. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your leading, your guiding. Lord, may we always be about your business. Let us not slumber, Lord. Help us. We need your help, Father. We can't do this without you. We can't, nor would we desire to. We pray for endurance. We pray for readiness. We pray for a continuum prayer. And we pray for your help, Father. We pray that you catch none of us sleeping. We love you, Lord. And we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Pastor, you will have next week.
I appreciate that word very much. You got to stop Pastor Darren on the way out as he's at the door and tell him how much you appreciated that sermon. I'll be back with a study on Moses here coming up starting next week. But let me reiterate what he said, because make no mistake about it, for him to have that same themed message more than once is the Holy Spirit's trying to get our attention here. And the words that really stuck out to me is this Matthew chapter 24, where it says, then two men will be in the field, one will be taken, one will be left. The word for taken is the Greek word paralambano. It means to be received near. Like when the Lord Jesus said, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And I will, paralambano, receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. Then he said, two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, one will be left. Then watch therefore, because you do not know at what hour your Lord is coming. Catch the urgency of this message, that I believe that if you miss this, you're lost for all eternity. There's no second chance for you missing the Lord returning and snatching his own out of this world. I've spent my life studying this. There is no other escape clause other than this, and that is, be accounted worthy today to escape all these things. So that's the urgency of this message, is if you miss this, you are lost forever if you miss. This is why Jesus is so urgent, and why we've been on this theme for more than 3 years here in this church. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Call on the name of the Lord Jesus today. Paul said, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.